producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's the show where you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. Coming to you live this Thursday evening, it is Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson. What's on your mind, Mark?
What is on my mind? Well, you know, trying to make sure that we get a radio show done here is probably my biggest concern. We had a little dropout technical difficulties beforehand. It always makes for an exciting intro. But I'm also kind of concerned with new debate criteria. One of the things about these debates is that they can control who gets elected by controlling who gets the coverage.
I know what one of those criteria is. Thou shalt not be from a third party.
Well, that's certainly one. But we're at this point, third parties are relatively irrelevant. We're talking about, the two main parties, they're doing their stumping. The third parties, I don't think that they've picked their candidates at this point. So
most of them have not.
Yeah, they can't really complain.
A couple of the parties have. So the Prohibition Party has.
Oh, good.
Some racist party, inappropriately named American Freedom Party. They're a bunch of fascists, but they call themselves the American Freedom Party. They've picked a candidate.
The one guy in that racist party has decided that he's going to run for president. Is that it?
No, there's actually a couple thousand people that are supporters of that party across the country.
Okay.
Sadly.
And but what they try to do is they try to limit who gets in these debates. And sometimes I think it's for the best, and sometimes I think it's not for the best. And it's really, you know, the referee is the one who gets to decide who wins and loses. So, for instance, on the Democratic side, there's some candidates that I find to be relatively, uninteresting. Just not, not particularly interesting.
Martin O'Malley, Lincoln Chafee.
Yeah, I just get the impression these guys aren't going anywhere and aren't doing anything. But on the Republican side, the guy I like, apparently his polling numbers have been going down, down, down. And, you know, here I am. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're going to come back this week. Things are going to be different. So what are the changes, Daryl? I mean, because the devil resides in the details.
Right. So for people that aren't aware, the first couple of Republican debates, there was the main stage and then what they called the kids' table. The main stage for the very first debate had the top 10 candidates based on the polls. The second debate that I think was hosted by CNN, they had 11 candidates in the main debate. And all of the other candidates that were considered to be major candidates, there's 15 of them now. There were 17 at one point. The rest of those candidates were at what they called the kids' table debate.
Yeah.
Well, now the next debate that's coming up here in a few weeks, CNBC has said that they will only have candidates polling above 3% in the main debate, and the kids' table debate will have candidates that are above 1% and below 3%.
Okay.
And one thing that I find very interesting before I get into more about this particular debate is if the Commission for Presidential Debate criteria were used in the first Republican debates, Donald Trump would have been the only candidate on stage in the very first Republican debate because he was the only one polling above 15%.
So this is if the debates for when there are more than one party debating, if the criteria for those debates were applied to the debates for the single party, the primary debate.
Right.
Then basically only Donald Trump would have been the only one on stage because they make the criteria so difficult for the third party people. Is that what you're saying?
That's part of it. And one reason that it's so incredibly difficult in the general election for any third party, and I hate the term third party, so I'm going to use the term minor party.
Fine.
And the reason I hate the term third party.
So third party for only people that are under 18.
No, so
Did you see what I did there? I did a Daryl to Daryl.
There are several states where they have legal statuses of major party, minor party. So major party is a political party that has reached above a certain threshold
of
vote.
The majority.
No. They are considered major because they've reached a certain threshold. They've elected people to the legislature. They've received over 5% for governor, et cetera,
et cetera. So that threshold isn't the age of 18, then?
No.
Okay.
And a minor party is a political party that is organized but has not yet reached the threshold for getting major party status. Major party status in most states winds up giving you a political primary and other things.
By the way, I actually use the term, too. I don't use major or minor, and I generally don't use the word third party either. I say non-incumbent.
Okay, well...
It's a non-incumbent party.
What about other?
Just non-incumbent party. There are two incumbent parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. It's a non-incumbent party.
Yeah, so the reason that I don't use the term third party is because it implies that there should only be two and anybody else is a third, even when there's, you know, like, there's five third party people. Like, it makes absolutely no sense. So I don't use...
I think what it makes
sense
for...
Try not to use the term third party.
People want a third choice.
Right.
Like, they do want that. And they might even want a fourth or fifth choice. I think that the average American can handle... seeing five different choices for a particular...
And that's why I use the term non-incumbent, because then you could, you can have third, fourth, fifth, sixth choices, and they can all come from different non-incumbent parties.
But why are we talking about this, though, Daryl? I mean, this isn't the time of year to talk about, minority parties or whatever the terminology is you wish to use. This is about primary parties, isn't it?
I mean, partly, but it also points out the hypocrisy of the criteria that are set up. The Commission on Presidential Debates is supposedly nonpartisan. They're a 501c3 entity, which is a tax-exempt organization, and they're not supposed to engage in partisan politics.
Did they also forcibly take the elections from the League of Women Voters?
No.
Okay.
The League of Women Voters was hosting the debates up until the last one they hosted was 1984. In 1987, the CPD was formed, and the League of Women Voters was approached by the CPD of, we want to work with you, but it was made clear by the people that created the CPD, and the guy that created it is still in charge of it. It was made clear that we only want Republicans and Democrats in our debate.
Right.
And the League of Women Voters said, no, you're holding a sham. Like, people should know about alternatives to the Republicans and Democrats, and we cannot be part of this. And so they backed out, and people have tried doing debates outside of the CPD, but the Republicans and Democrats refused to participate. So they will only participate in the CPD debates, and there's only been one set of debates that included somebody that was not a Republican or a Democrat on stage with the Republicans and the Democrats, and that was 1992 when Ross Perot was on stage, and this was before they instituted the 15% rule.
Okay.
Had they had the 15% rule in 1992, Ross Perot would not have been on the stage.
What I don't understand is whatever happened with the lawsuit, didn't the CPD get sued
jointly by several lawsuits?
Right. Weren't they sued jointly by the Republican and Green Party when it was Michael Badnarik and David Cobb, I think?
There have been several suits, and to date, except for the most recent one that was filed on Tuesday, they've all been thrown out. Mostly on technicalities of you don't have standing or you filed this in the wrong district court. There was a lawsuit filed on Tuesday by the Libertarians and the Greens, and Gary Johnson was organizing this, and he swears, we've got all the ducks in a row this time. But that gets said every time there's a lawsuit.
Right. Well, all you can do is keep throwing something at the wall and seeing if it comes back. But I don't know. I mean, it's sort of like asking to be able to run in the race that you know that you can't win. I mean, isn't that kind of what's going on here with these minor parties?
No. So what makes it incredibly difficult for any... candidate, whether it's an independent candidate, a minor party candidate, to poll at 15% is they are not included in the polls that are used by the CPD to determine who gets in the debates.
Yeah,
so it would be asking, who's your favorite Free Talk Live co-host, but you can only vote for Markety and don't pay attention to the other five people that are on the show.
Agreed. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times of $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. We're talking about the debates, specifically the Republican debate. There's just so many people in the field right now that it's impossible to know what's going on. And so they're trying to winnow down the field. Obviously, nobody wants to give up, or very few of them want to give up. So some of them have to be given a boost. And I guess they're trying to figure out what that boost might be. Tell you real quick how you can save a great deal of money and basically have a big raise in your pay. You go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. It's not an email address. That's a website. And you can get up to 25% off of all your Amazon purchases, even more than 25%. My co-host Ian's gotten 40% in one case. I wouldn't say that that's a normal thing to do, but you can save by going to saveatpurse.com. Just sign up there. You got to fund your account with Bitcoin, and you got to use Bitcoin. That is the catch to it. But getting Bitcoin, you know, there's a variety of places that you can do that. And you can get it for, you know, hopefully you can get it for a few percentages over spot and save a bunch of money. Saveatpurse.com. So, Daryl, the criteria here with this debate got a lot of people upset. Like, apparently, Rand Paul, right on the verge of being kicked out of the debates. Who else won't be in the debates if these criteria stick?
Well, that's funny. The claim that I heard is Rand Paul, they changed this to kick Rand Paul out. But if the debate were being held, you know, like tomorrow, Rand Paul would be on the main stage.
But one of the concerns is that you never know which poll they're going to use. Sometimes he's at 3%, sometimes he's at 1%. It just depends.
Right. So Politico has the story, and they begin by mentioning Rand Paul. And it says Rand Paul has a place on the stage for now. But the debate rules announced Wednesday by CNBC could end up spelling disaster for the Kentucky senator and several other high-profile candidates, including Chris Christie and Mike Huckabee. All three would qualify for the all-important primetime debate if it were held today, but just barely, thanks to a rounding provision in the rules. Paul's current polling average would meet, and it's a polling average, not just in a single poll.
Okay.
Paul's current polling average would meet the 3% threshold set by the cable network. The other two are slightly above the 3% cutoff. Their positions are tenuous. Even the slightest fade in the poll over the next few weeks could remove them from the main 8 p.m. debate stage, sending a warning signal to donors and supporters about the vitality of their campaigns. Failing to qualify for the primetime debate would be a catastrophic outcome.
Yeah, that's
for Paul.
It. Whoever it is doesn't, if they're not in the primetime debate, especially if you slip from the primetime position down to the, what they call them, the kids' table?
The kids' table is what they're calling it.
Originally, the primetime was 10, then Carly Fiorina moved up.
Yes.
And they didn't move someone down, from what I can tell.
Yeah, they had 11 people in that second set of debates.
I got to say that it feels kind of disingenuous to have a 10-person debate and then an 11-person debate. Somebody probably should have been moved down. I don't know who that one person is, and I certainly don't want to be.
I think the reason they didn't move anybody down is because the people at 10th were tied in the polls where they had the same thing, and they had already said we're going to have 10 people. So if you removed one, you would have had to have removed two, and they didn't want to do that.
Gotcha.
The article here from Politico continues. It says, Paul, whose fundraising has lagged far behind his rivals.
He's got $2 million in frickin' in saved funds and just raised, I think, $500,000 today.
Okay, well, this article was written 2 days ago.
They probably know better than I.
They can't predict what fundraising is going to happen after they write the article. But if you do look at the FEC reports, he is not doing as well as other people are doing.
All right.
In fundraising, and I was looking at that by chance yesterday.
All right.
He is behind his rivals, and his polling has slipped both nationally and in early primary states, where they've started doing the state-by-state polls of polling people in New Hampshire, polling people in Iowa, polling people in South Carolina, because those are the first three states. And, yeah, he's slipping. He has been dealt a series of blows in recent weeks, including news that one of his super PACs supporting him had stopped raising money over the summer. Paul has also emerged as a favorite punching bag of Donald Trump, who on Tuesday tweeted a prediction the senator would be the next to drop out of the race.
I don't know whether that's true or not. I would think that that would be beneficial, right? Like, I wish I could get Donald Trump to make Free Talk Live his favorite punching bag. Those boys on Free Talk Live are a bunch of nuts. I mean, I would love that.
Yes.
But apparently that's not working for Rand.
Right.
Okay.
Paul's predicament isn't the...
It was certainly great for Carly when Trump goes and calls her ugly.
Did that happen before or after she was on the debate stage with Trump?
It happened before she was on the main stage.
Okay.
Before that, he's like, look at that face. Look at that face. You know, like, I don't know what I was supposed to notice when I looked at her face,
yeah.
But I can tell you, Mr. Trump, she's not running for the Miss America pageant that you run. She's trying to be the president. And it's not like anyone's judging you based on your face. Certainly not your haircut, sir.
So while we're talking about Trump real quick, I went to this Blowhards event in Keene last night. And for the vast majority of the thing, he did not say anything of substance.
They don't generally. Yeah.
He started off by saying, you know, like, we're going to make America great again, and we're going to make it great. I'll tell you how great we're going to make it. We're going to make it really great. Again, like it was in the 50s. It's going to be great.
The 50s is always when they go back to. I just don't quite
understand. Well, we had Eisenhower in the 50s, and he talked about Eisenhower and then something about Bo Bergdahl being a deserter. And back in the 50s, you know what they did back then to deserters. That's why they didn't have them back then.
We're going
to
make America great again when kids had to do duck and cover drills under their desks.
And then he was talking about the wall, and he was like, I know how to build stuff. I can build stuff really good. That's what I do. And
okay, I'll give him that. He's built some buildings. I don't know that going through the government's process is going to be the same for him.
We're going to make America great again. Before there was regulations against lead paint.
Yeah, and so he's just throwing all of this stuff out and not really anything of substance. The only substantial thing he said was, if I'm elected, all of the refugees are going back.
Okay.
That was pretty much the only thing of substance that he said, of if elected, this is what I'll do.
I just realized they made a statement, and I'm like, I have to remember where I am, you know, sometimes, where it's like, oh, I just made a statement that made it sound like I was pro-regulations against lead paint. No, I'm not pro-regulations. I am against lead paint being on the side of houses. Let's make that clear. I'm not necessarily for regulations, though if I were in a position of being one of these statist people, I would say that it's probably preferable to have regulations against lead paint if we're going to have this like government that's supposedly being in any state. But otherwise, the private market can probably deal with lead paint on its own.
But
I have to clarify that statement.
Lead paint's yummy. 855-450-3733.
Give your kids a good handful of asbestos to play with, just like they had in the 50s.
855-450-FREE.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're LRN.FM on Skype, so you can use that if that's what you prefer. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
855-450-FREE. I'm headed out to Las Vegas to do Free Talk Live for the first time live from Las Vegas. You can join me at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. Lots of great speakers will be there. Trace Mayer, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Joseph von Perling, Paul Pui, Tone Vase. Tone Vase is great for people who sort of play the futures markets or whatever in Bitcoin. Bitcoin Bell, former co-host here on Free Talk Live. It should be an exciting event. So come out and join me at the beautiful D Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, October the 29th and 30th, it's Bitcoin Investor, the Bitcoin Investor Conference, and the website is bitcoininvestor.com. Bitcoininvestor.com. And, by the way, the D Hotel, where we're going to be having an event, they take Bitcoin. So, come on out and see me. Bitcoininvestor.com.
So, wait, Bitcoin Bell gets the former co-host of Free Talk Live plug, but Dr. Murphy is just chop liver.
And Brian Sovereign, who will also be there, another co-host. I mean, there are going to be more co-hosts at that event than there are in this room.
If you're into the Liberty Movement and you haven't been a co-host on Free Talk Live, you should really be examining your life choices.
Right, you should be, should be looking around, see what's going on. So, the Republican debate, apparently they're going to, they're laying down some new criteria as to who's going to be in and who's not.
Yes.
How many people are going to be cut, Daryl? That depends. What they're doing is they're setting it to where you have to average at least 3% in polls conducted by NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, CNN, and Bloomberg.
What happened to
between September 17th and October 21st?
Rasmussen. I mean, those organizations aren't even particularly good organizations. They don't do that great of polling.
CNBC and the Republican Party came up with this list.
All right.
And they said NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, CNN, and Bloomberg, you have to average at least 3% in polls that are released between September 17th and October 21st.
So that's over.
So here's the thing that we're not considering.
October 21st has not happened.
Okay. These polls that are released, right, how are they conducted? Because what I'm wondering is, are these all the types of polls that are taken from people who only poll over the telephone devices?
Yeah, exactly. These are telephone polls. That's pretty much the only way you can do a scientific poll.
Which is so ridiculous, because then the only results are the only people that you're going to get are old fogies who still have landlines.
No.
Who has a landline?
They're including cell phones in these polls now.
Really?
Yes. And if you look at the results, which I have a landline on a regular basis, they break it down by age, and there's a fair number of people, as far as a percentage, that are in that 18 to 25 bracket.
Yeah, but just because they're breaking it down by age doesn't mean that they've, like, I don't know.
No, that totally debunks your claim that it's only old people. When
okay.
15% of the respondents are under the age of 40.
15% seems awfully low.
I don't know if that's the number, but you know, like, they haven't.
I wonder, is it a standard, like, normalized breakdown of age? And again, you know, like, what about people who are, you know, have their cell phone or their cell phone companies that are putting them on the do not call lists and, you know, block unknown, you know, unknown numbers and that type of spam? I mean, it just seems, you know, to exclude online polling, which is what I know
you
that a lot of these
do
things
online
are doing.
Polling.
Actually, you can.
Sure you can.
How?
If you have people sign up and they can only vote once and the link is only good for them.
But then the people that sign up are self-selecting. They're the kind of people that want to answer polls.
Right.
And what kind of people are those? I don't
scientific.
Know the answer. Well, that's because they signed up.
Right.
So
the question,
that's not scientific.
Right. But your question wasn't about doing scientific polls online.
I don't care about a non-scientific poll, for God's sake. I can go someplace and click something 1,000 times. That's the problem. You can't do a scientific poll on the internet. Come on. Go ahead.
So in
recent days, polling should have to occur door to door.
And some of it might wind up occurring door to door, but most of these polls are over the telephone. In recent days, several of the campaigns have lashed out at the Republican committee and expressed concern that the RNC is working with the networks to winnow the field through the debate criteria. And this brings us back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show.
Of course they're trying to do that.
To where the Republicans and the Democrats use debate criteria to limit the spotlight that's given to minor party candidates.
They should let me just decide which Republicans get to stay and which ones go.
You would have a debate with only Rand Paul on the stage.
No, I'd keep some. For one, if I'm going to sell commercials, I want to keep Trump on the stage. I mean, because that guy's funny. You want to keep Fiorina and Carson on there. They're both polling better right now.
There's Carson's a lot of them within 1 point of Trump, according to a poll that I saw out today.
Yep, I've seen a couple of polls.
And that's actually, he could possibly be beating Trump, and I say that because of the margin of error.
Margin error, yeah.
So, you know, Trump could actually be 3 percentage points lower, Carson could be 3 percentage points higher, which would put him at a 2-point advantage.
There's plenty of them I'd toss out, but, you know, it seems like you should have something like 5 or 6 on the stage. Anything above that, just it's getting a little ridiculous.
I think if you're going to have a debate, you should have everybody that's on the ballot, and in this case, for a presidential, you know, obviously there's only been for Republicans one deadline that has been met as far as primaries, and 15 candidates met that deadline. They paid $40,000 to the state of South Carolina Half of that money goes to the state. Half of that money goes to the South Carolina Republican Party. So you have 15 people that are going to be on the ballot for the Republican primary in South Carolina. All 15 should be in the debate. For the general election, if you remove the 15% criteria from the CPD and just had the other criteria that you're constitutionally eligible and you're on enough debates to theoretically win an Electoral College majority...
Enough ballots.
In the last two elections, you would have had two additional candidates. It would have been a Libertarian and a Green Party candidate.
Are you talking about general election debates again?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just... It's not that I don't support the candidates being the general, you know, the third party, minor party candidates being on the ballot. It's just that it seems like such a lot of work to get these guys. I mean, this has been going on for how long now?
As long as the Republicans and Democrats have been setting the rules for who gets on the ballot.
When was the last time a Libertarian debated in a national debate with Republicans and Democrats for president?
It's never the only person that has ever debated a Republican and a Democrat for president was Ross Perot.
What about Anderson?
He debated the Republican. He did not debate Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter refused to attend the debate. So it was a debate with Anderson and Reagan, and then there was a debate between Reagan and Carter.
I see. It just seems like the it's so rigged.
Yeah,
that there's just nothing that can be done about it. I mean, I'm sorry.
Remove some of the rigging, and it's the Republicans and the Democrats that make the rules.
Indeed.
And they need to stop harming people. And what I find hilarious is right now they're sort of, you know, feeling the pain that they inflict on everybody else, but they're not seeing the comparison.
They aren't feeling the pain. A few of them are feeling the pain. A few of them are irrelevant and never going to make the rules. They're never going to see that that's the issue.
Now, I think that Herman Cain should rejoin the race.
Let me give you one example of a candidate that was not a Republican or a Democrat that not only benefited from being included in a primary, but wound up winning the election because of it.
Quickly.
His name was Jesse Ventura. He was running for governor of Minnesota in 1998. He was polling at 12% before the debates.
He was included
in all of them, and he won the election.
855-450-3733. If you can think of any particular reason why minor parties shouldn't be in the debates, you should come and call Daryl because he really wants to hear it.
Like a GD sexual tyrannosaurus.
855-450-3733.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Want gold but also want to stay digital and decentralized on the Bitcoin blockchain? Anthem Vault, providing trusted, world-class vaulting, has your answer with Hayek Gold. Digital, spendable gold inspired by economist and free market philosopher F.A. Hayek. Each Hayek is worth 1 gram of gold and is available right now at AnthemVault.com. Sign up today at AnthemVault.com with promo code FREEDOM to earn 6 months of free storage and 5% off all margins for life. Hayek Gold at AnthemVault.com. Get yours today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com. And request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453, LRN.FM on Skype. You can call in, bring up what's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
And Johnson, you were telling me, before the show started about this article you have that just sounds too weird to believe.
What, about a woman whose eyes were screaming?
Well, obviously her eyes weren't screaming.
Well, according to her, they were.
Okay.
Was she on acid, LSD, cocaine, and some other substance at the time?
No, she suffers from body integrity identity disorder.
Oh, no.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. This is people that chop their own body parts off.
You are correct, sir.
Oh, God.
The prize goes to you. A North Carolina woman purposely blinded herself with the help of a psychologist due to a rare condition that causes a person to long to be disabled, according to the Daily Mail.
I think that's fine. I just don't think they should be able to get anything from the government or people or taxes or anything once they do.
Yeah.
If you want to saw off a limb, that's fine, but don't expect me to pay for your prosthetic.
Right. Well, Jewel Shuping, 30, had her psychologist pour drain cleaner in her eyes, and over the course of several months, she fulfilled a lifelong desire to lose her eyesight. Shuping suffers from an extremely rare condition called body integrity identity disorder, which means her idea of what her body should be does not match reality. People with BIID have been known to ask surgeons to amputate healthy limbs or paralyze them. The ethics of treatment for the disorder are under debate. While most would greet the idea of going blind with horror, Shuping said it gave her a sense of comfort.
Just keep her eyes closed? Can't she wear goggles?
I really feel this is the way I was supposed to be born, that I should have been blind from birth, Shuping told the Daily Mail. When there's nobody around you who feels the same way, you start to think you're crazy.
She's got psych guilt.
Yeah. Wait, I want to repeat that sentence. When there's nobody around you who feels the same way, you start to think you're crazy. But I just don't think that I'm crazy. I just have a disorder. No, you're crazy.
Well, I guess a disorder...
That's crazy. Disorder of the brain is crazy. That's what crazy is. It's a disorder of the mind.
Okay.
Yeah. She said her fixation with being blind started as a child. She used to stare into the sun after being told by her mother that it would make her go blind. My mother would find me walking in the halls at night when I was 3 or 4 years old, she said. By the time I was 6, I remember that thinking about being blind made me feel comfortable. To carry this out, she had to find a psychologist willing to blind her. She found that person in 2006.
Why a psychologist?
I don't know.
Why did a psychologist have to blind her?
I don't know.
Because a doctor won't do it because of the Hippocratic Oath.
You'd think she could find a hobo and give him $50. But anyway.
No, she wants it done properly, and a hobo...
properly with drain cleaner over the course of months? Really? Is that properly?
Doesn't seem like it.
All right, and if you're hiring a hobo, then the hobo's not going to stick around long enough, because hobos leave from city to city.
Okay, fine.
You can find another hobo.
Yeah, you can find...
I gotta say that
you could probably find a homeless person, but not all homeless people are hobos.
What's a hobo?
A hobo leaves
okay.
and goes town to town.
Excuse my insulting of all hobos by thinking that they might be stationary for some period of time.
Yeah.
That's a homeless person.
That would be a home bum.
Okay.
Where they have a home city and they stay there.
Anyway, to carry this out, okay, so Shuping said the psychologist first numbed her eyes and then placed drops of drain cleaner in each eye and then took her to the hospital. The process, despite the numbing drops she bought from Canada, was still extremely painful.
Mm.
My eyes were screaming and I had some drain cleaner going down my neck, or going down my cheek, burning my skin, she told the Daily Mail. But all I could think was, I am going blind. It is going to be okay. Dr. Michael First, professor...
Where's this lady from? Sorry, I thought you'd remember.
South Carolina? Okay. North Carolina.
I certainly don't like... this makes me extraordinarily uncomfortable, but I also believe...
You've got sight guilt.
People should be able to choose how they want to live their lives, and that includes without eyes. I just don't think that anybody should be required to pay for it, if you know what I mean.
Well, I wonder if they're even going to mention that. So let's. I want to continue to see if they mention anything about it. But Dr. Michael First, professor of clinical psychiatry at Columbia University, said there is no known cure for BIID. As with many psychiatric conditions, it's about helping people cope. First is an expert in BIID, but is not Shuping's doctor and didn't comment on how she became blind. In the world of psychiatry, cures are rare, but often it's about asking how you make someone's life fulfilling despite their condition.
Did you say the world of psychiatry?
Yeah, in the world of psychiatry, cures...
But this wasn't a psychiatrist, this was a psychologist.
right, exactly. Cures are very rare, but it's often about how you make someone's life fulfilling despite their condition, he told the Daily Mail. Now, the problem, of course, if you have a particular individual who wanted amputation or who wants to be blind, how do you know once you have done it that they are going to be satisfied? Shuping said she hopes her story will raise awareness of the condition because people who have it go to dangerous lengths to disable themselves.
Yeah, I've heard of a lot of people doing some crazy things and cutting off their own limbs, getting into situations where their limbs are crushed, a variety of things. It really just, because not all of them want to be blind like this lady. They want a variety of different things. You know, I just feel like this left leg, it's just not really mine. Or whatever.
You'd think that maybe to cure this, you'd want to cure the underlying cause that makes someone want to be blind. That would be, to me, curing this.
Making someone blind,
probably not the cure.
I don't like that solution. Certainly, if I was her psychologist, she wouldn't be coming to me more than once or twice. She'd be like, oh, this guy doesn't have a solution for me.
Right.
So, you know, she's going to go find the next person. This is sort of the difficulty in this scenario, is that this lady wants a treatment. Not a cure, if that makes sense.
Here's the question. Do you think this guy that blinded her was being responsible, or should... I guess... The question bouncing around in my mind is, should this guy be in prison? Which, obviously,
no.
I don't know. Like, in a libertarian society, obviously, no. The answer is no.
I got to say that if the client wants it badly enough, they're going to get it somewhere. So I understand why someone did it. I'm uncomfortable as I could possibly be with the notion. But,
right.
Okay, just so long as, again, here's my last caveat for it. One more time, is not one penny goes to this woman who blinded herself.
This, in my mind, is one of those cases where it's somebody doing something that's clearly immoral that shouldn't be against the law.
Yeah, this is...
Because not all laws should be inconveniencing other people as well. In other words, this is one of those situations where the act that this person is doing is clearly immoral. This person should be ostracized. No, I would never have, I would not want anything to do with this guy. I think this guy's a lunatic.
Who's
who
the guy?
Blinded her. The guy who blinded her.
Let me ask you this, though, Johnson. Okay. You, for whatever reason, this lady comes to you.
No, get away from me. You're a crazy
person. She wants
you
to blind her.
You are a crazy person.
And she will give you $500,000 to do it.
Yeah, now we're starting to get into a different...
There's the play. Can I poke you in the eye? Does that count? Because, like, pouring bleach on your face kind of makes me feel uncomfortable, but I'll poke you in the eyeball.
$500,000.
Yeah.
She really, really wants this.
Yeah.
So at that point, you're in the realm of, well, for the money, right. I guess I'll do it.
Right.
Now we're only talking about not who's the mad scientist, but what's your price.
Right.
All right, so can you just wrap gauze around her head?
Well, that's
so
what
that
I
her
proposed.
Eyes then wind up just shutting, and then they stay shut after
six months? Like, why bother with all this Drano? Just a little bit of super glue, and you're all set.
Indeed, this is what I've got to say on this
no
one.
No more tears.
I'd much rather, I mean, I hope this lady has spent, I don't know, 6 months wearing some kind of goggles that make it so she can't see.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, she's jumping into this a little too soon. You know, this isn't like a tattoo.
I don't know. I think they said her age. I think it was like 30-something, and she's been dreaming about this since she was 4 years old.
Whatever that means. Yeah. Hold on. Because I thought of something when I was 4 years old, and I think of it now, doesn't mean, like, it's not the same.
Well, she also used to run, well, you know, you're saying the thing about the goggles.
I wanted to be the tidy bowl man when I was 4 years old because he had a boat.
You say the thing about the goggles, but she used to, like, it says she was, you know, walking around her house in the dark and stuff like that.
Sometimes she'd get up at night.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes when she was little, she'd look at the sun, like everybody. This one needs is good blinding.
Help.
855-450-3733. Help me with this, please. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live or LRN.FM on Skype. 855-450-3733.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.